Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good afternoon and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. I want to invite you to come in, sit down with your favorite beverage, kick your feet up and just relax. Unless you want to call in and hang out with me, or if you've got something that you want to promo, just sit back and relax. And I'm going to play some new tracks from a variety of artists that I have just received recently. If you are interested in calling in, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. But otherwise, here we go. Let's see who I should play for you today. You know, I have recently connected with and joined a website that's called All Media Artists. If you are an artist of any type of art form, of any genre, anywhere in the world, you should go over there and check out this site. It's new. It's only been in existence about 2 months, but they've got some amazing quality artists over there. And so the reason why I brought that up, you know what? I think I'm going to play a track from a few of those artists today. This one is from Brian Christopher, and it's called Beautiful.
Whoa!
spend some time with you, girl. Wanna talk about your day.
That was Brian Christopher with Beautiful. I want to play another track by another artist that you can find over at the All Media Artists website. And this is one that is becoming many, many favorites across the world. This is Monica Monet with Gravity. Monica Monet with Gravity. That's just giving you a little bit of a taste of the artists that you can find over at allmediaartists.com. And that's www.all-media-artists.com. artists.com, allmediaartists.com. It's an amazing new site for all artists of all art forms, all genre, and it's for any artist in any part of the world. And there's some amazing talents over there. I have not had the opportunity to check everybody out, but as the weekend goes by, slowly I am doing that and uploading music from the artists that I'm receiving, you know, tracks from, and it's something that you will definitely hear me promote, you know, over and over and over again on Flava News Radio. Now I want to drop down to an artist that's from right here in Seattle, Washington. He is a young man that I've gotten to know in different ways over the last year or two. And I have to tell you, I am so impressed with him as a man. I am so impressed with him in his desire to make a difference for our young people, for youth. And I am really, really impressed with him as an artist. And I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks by Delton Sun, and this is Illiterate Child.
Illiterate child. Young. And just about as angry as can be. Illiterate child. A plus in math. But in English, big fat E. Illiterate child. Smoke a reefer in the back of the school. Illiterate child. Illiterate child is far from a fool. You see, one day I asked a literate child to read, you know, for me in the class. He said, Delton, son, if you don't get this book out my face, I'm gonna shove it up your black ass. Snatched by his cornrow and call his pops. He was a good friend of mine at Preston's barbershop. Instead, I just taught a literate child how to read. If you don't get nothing from this story, teach a child how to read.
Teach a child how to read.
Go stupid, go stupid, go dummy. You can do it, you can get it, you can learn it, you can learn it, you can do it. Go stupid, go stupid, go stupid. You can do it, and you can get it, and you can learn it, and you can learn it, and you can learn it. Just apply yourself. Peace, this is Delta Sun. Yeah, we got Nichelle on the track. It's Queen's Ransom.
Teaching them how to read.
What's your take on the situation, Nichelle?
Take the ill out of illiterate. Make these kids literate, teach them how to read. Master your craft. Shouts out.
All right, that was The Illiterate Child by Delton Sun featuring Infinity Nichelle, and just two amazing artists, you know, from right here in my hometown of Seattle, Washington. I'm going to stay right here in Seattle and play a young lady. She is so busy all over the town, performing everywhere, in the studio, and, you know, working on, you know, videos and everything. This is Jennifer Newberry and her piece called Memories of You.
Been avoiding all the memories of you, all the pictures put away to make it through. Nothing to say. can't pretend that I ain't happy when you're gone. I have to heal before I'm strong enough to call. 'Cause it's the same. I can't hear your name. By now I'd be okay and moving on. They say that time it heals and memories be gone, but it's the same. I still feel the pain. It won't go away. Find a simple way to let you go. 'Cause if I don't, I'll drown, the tears will overflow. 'Cause it's the same.
That was Jennifer Newberry with her piece called Memories of You. Now I want to take you out to the East Coast and play a track by an artist that I have known for a few years. He is one of the hardest working people as far as promoting and keeping, you know, what he's doing in the forefront of your mind if you are on the many, many sites that he frequents on a daily basis. This is Noah out of Virginia area, and his piece is called Freedom.
Cold assigned to the coldest grind with the sciences from the older guys. My mind's defining this idea's designing it. Freedom, my thoughts, cause bonds are split. I I'm rugged like dungarees and run with thieves with grungy G's, with visions of men hung in trees. Control scenes, only if you knew, even less seen. Finesse schemes, turn dreams to cream. Slow to pull the cash out, known to go the fast route. A punk step up, I'ma knock his ass out. Knowledge with the mad black, laying on a fast track. Knowledge be God, I'ma climb sack. I'm too strong and too black, I'ma move even if you slack. I pursue that, daddy do that. Society started shoots up, but these poop us get pooped up. I gotta recoup, what? Traitors, misled by missionaries. So in the wilderness, our position varies. Rivals, we wrote our dictionaries, books, and Bibles. Took our cultures and gave us religion for fighting. First the cave, man, had to break a brave man before he could make a slave, man. Imagine the anguish in a soul when the language is stolen, lives are told, minds are sold. Gods get whipped, transported, chained in ships. Families ripped apart, no close relations. Minimum food, no education. Minimum clothing, minimum shelter. Black girls being raped daily, no one can help her. Feeling demoralized, her stomach rise. The results of half rich news pushed through black thighs. This could be our demise, but we rise. On your cross, I burn you. You couldn't destroy me, I'm eternal. I blow up brains like Bert Cobain's. The energy is drained if you can't rise above the plane of six. Your wig got peeled back when the steel clap, which opens the seven seal, but you can feel that. And avidly, you get mad at me, cause rapidly, I got the cure for my people savagely. Dominant brain cells prevails with more pulls than gravity. Meaning, every land I go to, I'm cleaning. Leaving sheets of clothing for the meek and frozen. Brainstorming only leads to reforming. Knowledge is born in. I get deeper than the earth's coring. Possibilities for change I'm exploring daily. I'm growing cause I'm knowing where I'm going. Staying positive because I'm reaping what I'm sowing.
All right, that was Noah with his piece called Freedom. Now I'm going to stay out on the East Coast and play a track by an artist that I came to know off of Soul City Radio. I sat on a panel with him discussing, you know, underground independent artist issues. And I have much respect for him as an artist, as a businessman, and with his talent. He goes by J Soul, also. He goes by Black Sinatra, and this is Frequency.
Girl, your body's hotter than the sun.
Just listening to J Soul, a.k.a. Black Sinatra, with his piece called Frequency. If you're interested and want to have your tracks heard on any of the Flavor News radio shows, feel free to send us your high-quality, radio-friendly MP3s, along with your EPK press kit, at least an artist bio, to radio@flavornews.com, and we will definitely review your tracks and determine whether, you know, it can go straight on to, you know, one of the radio shows or all of the radio shows. And, you know, one of the things that we'll also do is, you know, put your tracks up on the Flossom Tossom show. You know, I hope that you feel that you're putting together something that's quality, that people are going to really love and want to listen to. And Flossom or Tossom is a great way of kind of knowing, you know, where you stand and what the listeners are thinking about what you're creating. I play three tracks on Tuesdays and Thursdays without announcing what the name of the track is or who the artist is. And then the listeners can go over to flavornews.com to the Flossom and Tossom page and place their votes, whether they think the track is good, if it's not good, or it's not bad, but if it has some work, you know, there's some potential to it. So that's one way of just kind of learning, you know, what people are actually thinking about what it is that you're creating. But I'm open, you know, for any genre, to, you know, anywhere in the world, you know, to be, have your track considered to be played on the Flavor News radio shows. You are definitely welcome. If you're interested in just being featured, whether it be the radio show, to my newsletter, to the Artist Spotlight, feel free to contact me. You could do it at the radio at flavornews.com if you're an audio artist. But if you're a visual artist, an author, poet, you know, you have a book, or something like that, get at me at news@flavanews.com and make sure that you have an EPK, at least press kit, links where I can go check you out, send me samples of your work, pictures, videos, whatever it is that might pique my interest to then agree to feature you in one form or another. So you know, that's how we do it here at Flavor News Radio and Flavor News. You know, we support the independent underground artists, and we try to find creative ways of reaching out and targeting certain audiences that may really be interested in finding out more about you. So the more thorough you are, more professional look that you have, and more information that we can find on you, the better chances you have in people stepping up and paying attention. One of the things we talk about on the Artist Roundtable on Mondays is, are you Googleable? So are you Googleable? We're making up this word. I can't even say it, huh? But I'm rambling on. Let me jump into another track. You know what? Let's go to some spoken word. This is an artist I came to know, oh gosh, maybe 3 years ago here online. He would go around to the different open mics for a spoken word artist, and I think he's an amazing, thought-provoking writer and performer. And this is Diamond J with his piece called Letter to the Government.
My letter to the government. Dear Uncle Sam, most of my life I didn't care one way or the other how you did business. All I knew is that everybody that works for you is granted the license to lie and contradict what is told to the country you're supposed to serve and protect. Had I known what I found out about my father before I wasted 4 years of my life working for you, I never would have signed up for the Navy. It's bad enough your employees caused me to miss out on the birth of my first child, but knowing that ain't the only thing you caused me to miss out on is why I'm writing you now. You remember my father, Clinton Overton? Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that you don't. He was one of the many soldiers who survived the Vietnam conflict that your counterpart at the time had no business starting. Then to add insult to injury, you drafted my father and many others to go and fight for something that, from what I've been told, wasn't even worth it. No, I wasn't born or thought of when Vietnam went down, but that ain't the point. The point is, because of how you did him and the rest who survived, is the reason I had never had a relationship with him. Did you forget that those who were drafted were never put through basic training? Your people, for some reason, didn't think training of any kind was needed. All your people did was give them two choices, fight for us or go to jail. There were some who were strong-minded enough to face jail rather than fighting a war that didn't make sense to them. Others didn't want to go to jail and felt they didn't have much of a choice. Even the great Muhammad Ali, formerly known as Cassius Clay, didn't have any problems with Viet Cong, or rather Vietnam. So why should he fight for a country that disrespected him and his ancestors in the worst way possible? Once again, had I known then what I know now. Had I known that despite the very people you serve, you ignore their cries to stop the war. Despite the soldiers who survived and made it back home, they wasn't given their just due, neither by you or the public. The public was too ignorant of the soldiers' well-being because of the fact that the war shouldn't have taken place to begin with. If I had known that you treated the very soldiers you forced to fight for you as lab rats and guinea pigs for Agent Orange, I never would have worked for you. It's bad enough they wasn't welcomed back into the country by the public, but after the war was over, you just tossed them back into society as if it was nothing. Never mind the fact that you snatched them from familiar to unfamiliar and hostile territory. Never mind the fact that all you gave them was an M16 and a backpack when you dropped them off. Never mind the fact that they had no way to cope with post-traumatic stress after seeing most of their platoon's body parts blown 50 feet away from stepping on a landmine. After all that, you tell them, thanks for your service, and leave it at that. But you didn't think about one factor in the grand scheme of things. You didn't think about the families that were affected by the loss of those soldiers, dead or alive. Not a single person who is alive today that served in that war is the same mentally. Families end up having to distance themselves from that soldier because he ain't wrapped tight in the head. They can't deal with it or they don't want to be bothered with them. It's bad enough you abandoned them the way you did, but who the hell are they supposed to turn to now if their own family turns their back on them because they can't handle the shit that you did to them? And then there are people like me who didn't have a close relationship with their father because of the shit you did to them. one of the few times I believe my father and the likes of him might have been better off dead, the way him and his peers were treated and left behind in society, which is where I come into play. There are, or were, a lot of Generation X's in the black community who didn't have a father in their lives because of your actions. Although my father survived, he might have been better off dead. It's amazing he even knew or remembered who I was to him. My family told me he was working for you but got kicked out of the military because he didn't follow orders. I can't fault him for that, knowing personally how you operate. Although I didn't turn out like most kids who didn't have a father in their house because of your actions, I feel for those who went down the wrong path. Their mother couldn't do it all alone, but then again, they ain't have a choice. The one thing I did learn was how not to be like my father for when I had kids of my own, because I wouldn't want them to go through the same shit. But yet and still, here we are 40 plus years later, and the son of a Bush you got in office now is doing the same shit Nixon did. Except Bush's reason for starting this war is still out there. Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, the supposed war on terror. For some reason, taking out Saddam Hussein helped the war on terror. No, it didn't. It ain't helped shit on this war. And now the death toll for this stupid ass war is more than the events of 9/11 itself. I'd like to see what lies you tell the people you serve this time. I already know how you treat people you call veterans. The Walter Reed Army Medical Center in your backyard already showed us that in 2007. That's the type of thanks you give to people that come back wounded doing your dirty work. And I have the unfortunate privilege of carrying around that label of veteran for doing your dirty work when Bill Clinton was in office. So fuck you very much for showing me what it's like to be a veteran, so I can tell my kids not to work for you. Sincerely, Diamond J, son of a dead Vietnam vet.
I love the beauty of art. It gives you a way of being able to express yourself, whether it be in a words or a letter like what you just heard by Diamond J, which is called Letter to the Government, or is it, you know, if it's a visual that you look at and makes you feel something. You know, everybody, I think, gets something a little bit different out of the things that they hear and they see and they read, and that's why I think I became such a devoted, passionate fan of supporting the arts, because it is an amazing way to express yourself. I do see that there is a caller on the line. If you don't mind just holding on a few more minutes, I will definitely bring you in. I do want to play another piece, which is another spoken word piece by an artist and another person who is very, very big on supporting the independent artists. And this is Paradigm with her piece called Peace, Love, and Handgun. Oh my, I'm scared of you, Paradigm. I wonder where her mindset was when she wrote Peace, Love, and Handguns.
Oh, okay.
All righty. Let me bring in the caller. Caller from the 206, thank you so much for patiently waiting. You're on the air with Lady Flava.
On the air, huh? How you doing, Lady Flava?
I'm very good.
Good,
you
good,
tell everybody
good.
Who you are.
Oh, my name is R. Curtis. It's my first time on radio. What's happening?
So, R. Curtis, when are you going to send me some tracks to play?
Oh, shoot. I'm working on a bunch of stuff right now, and as soon as I get something that I feel is worthy, you know what I'm saying, then I get it to you. When you going to come check out the show? That's what I want to know. When you go come check out the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
I'm
at work this weekend. I saw that. I saw your message.
Yeah,
so is it Sunday?
Every Sunday. Every Sunday from 7 o'clock we start, and then the band starts at 7, and then I got a DJ that he does his thing after the bands get done, and it's usually around 10, so he keeps going to about like midnight. It's a real nice place. I don't know if you've been in there or not, but it's a real nice place.
I haven't been in there. So, why don't we kind of step back here a minute, R. Curtis. Why don't you tell everybody who you are, a little bit of history about yourself, what you do, and then tell them about your venue at Zycon Palms.
Okay, not a problem. My name is R. Curtis, and I'm a local artist, a singer-songwriter, and I'm in a couple bands. Soul Station is my band. I'm also working on another band. And I'm delve into the promotions part of it, and I have a show at the Zycon Palms every Sunday where we have local bands. This Sunday I have Ryan Shakesmith, who actually is a smooth jazz artist. And then I got DJ G-Man down there. So, you know, we're just trying to open up the airwaves just like you're doing, and also just kind of build a new community of the music industry, because I think it's gone astray and it needs to come on back to where it used to be. So.
Well, I definitely can appreciate that. And I'm like, where is Milton at? Like, you know, usually when you doing your shows, you know, I'm at work, but I'm like, where is Milton anyhow? You know, I feel much safer, you know, driving into a location, you know, where I'm familiar, I have to admit.
Right.
But how did it go down there in Milton? How was that for you?
It was actually pretty good. We kind of built it up from scratch, Baby Girl Promotions. That's the name of the promotions company. We built up from scratch. It was closed. They didn't have anything going on Sundays, and we got up in there probably about 8 months ago and built it up. It was a real nice venue. It has three floors. You got the pool tables and all the games and whatnot on the first floor with a bar, and then on the second floor, that's where the stage was, like 3.5 feet off the ground. A real great sound man from UFO Sounds, Chris Peterson. He did the sound. It was real sound. And then upstairs, you had a little loft, had a little VIP right there in the center of the second floor. So it was a real nice venue. Kind of sad that they closed down, but they closed it on down. So Milton's not that far. And if I tell you exactly where it is, you'd be like, oh, because I know you passed it going on this highway going towards Fife. There's an igloo looking thing, like a little dome on the side of the road. That's Milton. That's how close it is.
Really?
Yeah, Milton is probably, I don't know, I think they got probably about 1,200 people population, and they all take turns being mayor. No, I'm just joking, but if you blink, you'll miss it. Yeah, Milton and Edgewood, all kind of stuff. So, but it was actually pretty good. We had a lot of bands. I had Darius out there. Who else I had? Well, Ancient Robots. I had Michael Powers out there, Josephine. Darren even came. I gave him like a going away before his going away at Muckleshoot, and then we closed down for his, so we can go out there and share that with him. So who else did I have? I had quite a few. Triple Treat had them out there. So just trying to open the door for, you know, folks. I mean, I'm an entertainer. I'm a musician, so I'm trying to set the stage so other musicians don't have to you know, fight so hard to be heard, because unfortunately there's not a lot of support from the, you know, from the folks when you're from here, for whatever reason it is. But I'm not going to let that stop me, you know. So.
Well, I you know, I understand that. I think you're being, you know, very humble, Art Curtis, right now, because, you know, you're part of, you know, the Seattle and the Pacific Northwest history. And so, you know, I personally appreciate the fact that, you know, you haven't stopped. I mean, you know, from being part of the Emerald City Street Boys to, you know, who you are and what you do right now, you know, you keep it going, and you are putting out, you know, quality music and a sound, you know, with a live band and, you know, amazing vocals and, you know, the people that you're connected to. So I appreciate the fact that, and on top of it, you know, like, okay, you know what, R. Curtis, I'll be honest with you, I hate this little term called grown and sexy, you know, but, and maybe I hate it because it's so, like, overused, and so I'm like, what is really grown and sexy? But,
well,
you know, you do create something that, you know, a more mature crowd can come out and have a good time and appreciate, and even when you're, you know, you're younger, like my, you know, youngest daughter, Brittany, being 23,
sure,
you know, could come out and not also appreciate. So it's not something like going to a club with the booty tight, the little dresses on, and, you know, 21-year-old, you know, out there. You know, it's something like myself being 50 years old, I could come out and enjoy, and I know that, and I promise I definitely will come out and check you out in Renton now that you're closer to home, and do a write-up on your venue. But I really sad, R. Curtis, because, you know, I've been pushing you for a while to try to get some tracks, you know, to play, because I'm like, you know, you're somebody that, you know, is worthy, you know, of airtime and here on Flavor, you know, and here at Flavor News Radio. I don't know if you're really aware, but, you know, I've got fans clear across the world. You know,
well, yeah,
and
it's not. Yeah, I wasn't trying to hold back on purpose. It's just, I mean, you do have
sure.
that. I don't know if you can do anything with that video, the little home video that I did of 1,000 times. That seems to be all the ladies' favorite.
Well, if you could send me into in an MP3 format or a WMA format, I can definitely upload it. But I can, you know, but what I could do is I could play, you know, the video and post it on my website or in my newsletter. And I definitely can do that for you. But I don't know if there's any way of twisting your arms to sing live on my show.
Oh, twisting the arms.
Would you sing right now? Yeah, would you sing so everybody at least can get a taste of what R. Curtis sounds like?
Sure, I suppose I can do that. Hold on, let me clear my throat.
Okay, I put you on the spot, huh?
Oh, that's all right. I'm supposed to be on the spot if I'm an entertainer. I guess I can sing a little something with the Ubby 1,000 times. Let me know if it's clear or not. Huh?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before you wake up and I kiss by the sun's ray, I will have thought about you 1,000 times. Before you wake up and I kiss by the sun's ray, I will have thought about you 1,000 times. Simply put, I dig you tremendously. The reason I smile on a daily basis is because I'm in constant competition with the elements abroad, the sun, moon, and the stars, the rain, snow, and the wind. No matter the weather conditions, I know another day is going to be.
That's beautiful, Arthur. Thank you so much.
Not a problem, not a problem.
that gives them a taste. At least, if they hear me talk about you, at least now I can say, you know, you heard, you can go and hear them sing live on the radio show. So.
Absolutely. Anytime. I appreciate you taking the call,
sure,
and I like the station. It's cool.
Well, you know, I try to find ways, you know, different type of shows and different type of ways to either talk about a topic, you know, that underground
right.
independent artists either face or to give them their shine, you know. And,
sure.
You know, and this is just one of the ways that I do that. So I'm so excited that you would, you know, call in and everything. And I don't know if you want to hang out on the line or if you want to, you know, say goodbye.
You can hang out on the line.
You know,
Okay. I'm good with that. All I'm doing is doing some promoting,
okay.
you know. We always need to be on our grind. But,
right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
so definitely.
If I get another call,
you
just
have
to hold on.
Okay, so I was just going to say, you know, so where can people find you online, R. Curtis? Can you give them your website? No, or at least your Facebook.
Yeah, I got the Facebook, and it is R. Curtis, which is spelled capital R, lowercase C-U-R-T-I-S, and at the end of it is R Music. So it's R. Curtis, R Music with a capital R, and then R Soul Music. And that's on Facebook, and so, I mean, I'm the only R. Curtis you'll probably ever meet, so it should be easy to find. But yeah, check. Yeah, and I got quite a few little videos on there and whatnot, you know, trying to keep up on. I'm just trying to, you know, keep it alive. God gave me this gift, and as long as I use it, I suppose I'll be all right.
So when you have your events, do you sing also, or is it just hosting?
It depends on the band. Some bands, they come in and they already have their set and they want to stick to their set, so I'm just emceeing and hosting that.
Okay.
But with Ryan Shea Smith, because we go way back, he's like one of my first keyboard players when I first started. And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we'll probably do some songs. That would definitely be the show that no one wants to miss, because Ryan's an amazing musician, and then I'll get up there and do my little 2 cents worth, and it'll be fun. And the venue is really, really nice. And I got great, you know, we got great drink specials and whatnot, you know, cheap plug. So we just.
Well, that's the draw, the drink specials, okay.
Oh, man, top shelf drink specials, not no well drink specials. Yeah. We're doing it like that. We're making a statement.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to cheat you or beat you. We're trying to treat you.
You heard it right here on Flavor News Radio from R. Curtis. The
all
place to
long.
Be on Sundays is Saigon, Palms, and Renton. I'm going to go ahead and play another track for people to listen to. And this is another artist that's off of the All Media Artists Network. And his name is Aaron Todd, and this is Kissed by the Sun.
Check it out.
That was Aaron Todd with Kiss by the Sun. Now I want to bring us back to Seattle, Northwest, and I want to play, oh, I'm not sure what that is, but I want to play a piece that is by Chocolate. This is her newest piece, and it's featuring Drake, and it's called Overdose.
Damn, another 20 missed calls. I love her and I hate her, it's a funny twist. Y'all can stand her when she in town, but miss her when she gone. Truth be told, I'd rather be with her than alone. But fights break out, and neighbors call 5-0, screaming, you the most foul I know. Forever mine, wherever I go. Sex pistols out, die slow. Nah, die slower than that. Just collapse all over my mattress. Gotcha, that nigga ain't finished. So once again, I find myself in it. Click, clack. Just let me take a minute. Round two is in the chamber. All you gotta do is spin it. Aim for the heart. Battle of the sexes. All span love and war. Casualties expected.
I never had it so good before. I never been.
Seattle's very own Chocolate with her track called Overdose featuring Drake. So, R. Curtis, I don't know if you're aware, but you've got a fan in the chat room. So, you need to say hello to Wanda Kirkley Wade.
What's up, Wanda? Yeah, she's been following us ever since we got started. Yeah.
I'm like, you need to come to the show more often, our Chris. You're already bringing your fans with you, so hey.
Yeah, you know. I'm just walking in my blessings, you know.
That's okay, okay. Thank you for bringing your blessings this way. We're all for the R. Curtis fan club. So I lost the caller from the 253, but so if you're still listening, you are welcome to call back. We've got some other callers, R. Curtis, so let me just check and see if they've got something to say.
All right.
All right, caller from the 415 area code. You're on the air with R. Curtis and Lady Slava. Are you interested in speaking? This is who?
Melissa.
Melissa?
Yeah, I didn't realize I was going to be on.
Are you wanting to talk, or do you want to just listen? You can just listen. I was just checking to see if my chance you wanted to talk.
I'm just another R. Curtis fan. I was calling to listen, though.
R. Curtis, you told everybody what? You were going to call into my show today, huh?
I didn't. I really didn't. I just, you know, when you said yes or no, are you going to attend? And I said yes, because I know you've been asking me to join it or check it out,
yeah.
And I haven't had the opportunity.
Yeah.
I have the opportunity, so.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I guess
great minds, I guess.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're going to come next week when I do this, too, so that, you know, you can bring your fan club, too?
So, where are we going? Let me know.
Well, look, it's tit for tat. It's tit for tat. Now, I've come to your show.
Uh-oh.
Now, you got to come to my show.
Well, you're right. You got me on that one. You're right. I have to do that.
Melissa, don't.
Huh?
I said, I'm not even a tit-for-tat guy, but I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity this time.
Yeah, it's a shame now that I know that Milton was so close, huh?
That's all right, though.
Well, it seemed like I had a good excuse to not make it there, but honestly, usually it was, you know, I work on weekends in Kirkland, and so, you know, I miss out on a lot. But I do get off work at 6 o'clock on Sunday, so, you know, I really don't have too much excuse.
No.
To miss the show, because I could just hit 405 and leave here and go into Renton, huh?
Absolutely. And get right in go ahead.
Melissa, since you're on the line and you're an R. Curtis fan, don't you think R. Curtis should sing another song?
Oh, definitely.
Wow.
Don't Settle,
okay,
Babe. I want to hear Don't Settle, Babe.
Don't Settle, huh?
Okay.
You know I love that one.
Yeah, that's your favorite, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Okay. So y'all gonna give me some music? I'm just joking. All right, here we go. You can snap your fingers. Just snap your fingers with me, everybody. Everybody that's listening, just snap your fingers right there. Snap. 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 They say that pimping ain't easy, but that's not why pimping, cause if pimping was easy, then everybody be pimping. I'll put my Mac down low, and you'll enjoy the Mac and show for sure. Now maybe, baby, take down my number unless you don't need it. And if that's the way you're feeling, then slip that number to your friend. One monkey will not stop the show. When I put that Mac down low for sure, hey, now hold up, wait a minute. She's just too doggone pretty for me to just let get by without saying a word to her and miss out on an opportunity we both won't remember. I'm sure if I play my cards right, I will get that name and number. As I caress her mind and fondle her funny bone and taste the tip of her dreams, she'll scream my name in the telephone, then it will dial my 10 digits, then she'll receive some more of what she's been missing simply because she's been settling. Don't settle, babe, because you are the best. Never mind, babe, about all the rest. They never satisfied anyway. They will take you down every time, then apologize again and again. don't settle, babe.
Okay. Yeah, where's the towel at? We've been using the
I wasn't going to clean the horse. What's that?
I said, where's the towel at?
Oh, stop. Oh, that's right. This ain't PG-13. You wouldn't say anything.
Uh-oh, they're waving the pom-poms in the chat room, too, R. Curtis. this is a good day at Flavor Coffee House online radio style. You know, we've got another caller on the line, so I don't know if this is going to be another R. Curtis fan, but you know, let's bring in the next caller. The caller from the 832 area code, you are on the air with R. Curtis and Lady Flava and Miss Melissa.
Hello?
Yes? Hello?
Hey, this is the law. Lady Flava?
This is Lady
Hello?
Flava.
Hey,
yes?
This is DeLon.
Oh, DeLon, how are you, darling?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on,
good,
Jerome?
Good.
I think you did.
Can you hear him, Mark Curtis?
I can hear him. What are you saying?
No,
he said he did your music.
Oh, right on, bro. I appreciate that, man. DeLon, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's me.
I appreciate that.
I'm a singer myself, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So DeLon, why don't you introduce yourself and tell people a little bit about you?
Okay, well, I don't want to be, you know, stepping my man's time here.
No, dude.
He just popped up.
Oh, okay. I'm an R&B soul singer from Houston, Texas, and you know, you actually played one of my songs on one of your shows yesterday, and then I think you sent me an email and said you were going to play another one of my songs and stuff. So
yes, I am.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. So, DeLon, do you by chance have a CD or anything like that that you're trying
to
promote or an event?
Well, I'm trying to work on getting some things tightened up and get some new stuff put out there, so I don't have anything
okay.
right now that I would just be giving out like that. So,
okay.
So I don't want to put that out there and have people like, oh, okay, let me go to my local store or go on a, you know, such and such site and there's nothing there. I don't want to do that. So.
Right.
Yeah, but I'll have something.
Okay.
Soon.
Okay. So you definitely make sure you keep up with me so that I can help you promote that. And DeLon is one of the artists that I have met off of the new artist website, which is called All Media Artists. And then I am getting familiar with him off of Facebook also. So, DeLon, is there a chance that you would like to sing live?
Oh, okay.
Or would you prefer me to play one? You can either sing live or I can play one of your tracks. Either way.
All right. I'll give you a snippet, and then you can play something live. How about
okay.
that?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. You want me to do one of my own songs, or you want me to do a cover song?
You can do whatever you want.
All right. Let's see. I'll do a little snippet of the new song that I sent you called Sometime.
Okay.
Okay.
It's crazy how many times of the day I think of you, how much I want to get close to you, close to you, close to you. Can you somehow disappoint me, leave me drained with your very tired ways? It's annoying how much you take advantage of my heart, drop me off at will like you never try to start it. Somehow I can leave you, I just can't believe you. Every day it never seems to change. Cause it's sometimes for me and you, day by day I'm feeling so confused and used, I'm used.
So is that good enough?
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's cool, man.
That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a little something. I could throw some other stuff at you, you know, but
get it in there, man. Get it in.
You want to hear
something
else? You want to hear a ballad?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm a throw something a little more familiar to the audience out there.
Okay.
All right.
had some problems, and no one could seem to solve it. But you found the answer. You taught me to take this chance and learn the ways of love, my baby, and all that it has to offer. In time you will see that love won't let you down. You said that you love me, yet hurt only came to pass me. It sounded so convincing that I gave it half a chance and learned the ways of love, my baby.
Oh, that's enough. I'm just messing with y'all.
I'll be coming in the chorus, right? I was about to help you come in with the chorus. You was about to have a concert.
Oh, man. Because I take up the rest of your time, so I don't want to do that, man.
Oh, man.
So, you know, DeLon, if you ever make it to Seattle, Washington, you need to hook up with R. Curtis and Baby Girl Productions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they'll get you on.
No doubt.
R. Curtis, man, you're a talented cat, man. You know.
Hey, you the same, bro. I appreciate that.
Oh, you know, we got to support each other, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And stuff, so. But,
obviously, we're not Facebook friends, but we can be. It's real easy to do that. R. Curtis.
Yeah, just holler at me, man.
Yeah.
R. Curtis. Okay, definitely, man. And Lady Flavor, you know, I just want to tell you, you know, I really appreciate your support, not only for me, but for, you know, all the artists out there that you really try to, you know, give a voice to, you know what I mean? Just hard what we do, you know, and for people like yourself that really support us, you know, I really dig that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's from the bottom of my heart. That's real.
There you go.
And I appreciate you saying that because, you know, it's R. Curtis knew me when I was a struggling business owner, you know, just like, man, you know, I had a coffee shop, in North Seattle, and, you know, it was hard. It was really, really hard to keep it going. But through having Flavor Coffee House, you know, it really, really built my passion and love for the arts. You know, we have some amazing talents, as you heard, R. Curtis, you know, from right here in my hometown, to, you know, amazing painters and writers and poets and all of that. And so that kind of fueled me and you know, not to get religious on everybody or whatever, but, you know, I do have a Christian background, and I just kind of feel like this is my ministry, like this is what I'm meant to do, is to help, you know, artists, you know, in getting their shine on, because as you guys already know, there's so many people continuing to put the money into the pockets of the mainstream artists who have already made it.
Yeah,
you know, and it's not me trying to. This is not me trying to hate on the mainstream artists, because there are many that I love myself. But the thing is, there are people like you, DeLon, and R. Curtis that deserve to get pushed out there too, for not only your own communities to know about you, but for the world to know about you. You know, I mean, I'm sitting here like I feel so blessed right now to have the two of you to call in and to blow live on my show. Like, oh my God, just wait till the archives are ready. This show is getting blasted over the place.
Right. Well, my man R. Kelly, he set it off though. You know, I dig that, because a lot of people, you know, not a lot of people, but I'll say some people, and R. Kelly, you can relate to this. I can sing or I can rap, and then he's like, okay, well, let me hear something. Well, you know, let me get back to you on that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, if you got it in you, you know, go ahead and do it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, I'll sing anywhere. I was in the laundromat the other day, and I started singing for some dudes that hang out on the corner there, and they was like, oh, man, you know.
There you go. Yeah, you got to show that back.
You have to check out R. Curtis, because R. Curtis will get it in him to sit in front of his webcam and start singing and record it. So, you know, then all of a sudden a video pops up. So, So I think, you know, if I had that kind of talent, I'd be singing too in the laundromat. But
well, you,
right.
never
know.
You never know.
You
never
know.
You never know.
You
never know.
No, I'm just someday I'm going to get some leopard pom poms and I'm going to go out everywhere and you'll be seeing this, you know, little short stout, you know, Japanese German woman, you know, with her leopard pom poms, and you'll say, "Oh, that's Lady Flame, but she's here."
Yeah, I tell you, like one of my goals that I have is hopefully this year I want to be able to sing the Star Spangled Banner at a big sporting event. I'm dying to do that.
That's an amazing, tremendously amazing feeling, man, to do that. I did that. When the Sonics were here, I did it for them. I did it for Storm. Did it for the Sounders. But the amazing, the most amazing time that I had doing it was at the Tacoma Dome for the Monster Truck Show of places.
Woo!
The Monster Truck Show. As a matter of fact, it's on my Facebook. I don't know. Have you seen that, Flavor? Have you seen
I haven't seen that
the National Anthem? Yeah,
you'll have to post that.
I'll post that.
Repost it. Yeah.
Okay. Right. And that, I mean, but it was a trip because all these people were just like, you know, just cheering. You know, I've never really heard the anthem cheered like that. Usually it's just a courtesy clap because you're doing the National Anthem. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy. And I've done it. I did it for like I think like 3 years, and like the last third year when I did it, the people were like screaming my name. It was weird. And these are monster truck folks, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the ones that we probably wouldn't want to be caught in their neighborhood. So that's when you know that what you're doing, you know, you're supposed to be doing. You know, like I said, God gave me this gift, and I use it, and it's not for me. It's for everybody that appreciates it, and that's why I do have the point that I do have, because it's a passion. It has to come out, and I have to do it. There's really no choice. I do have a choice, but there is no choice. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
It's real cool. It's real cool to, you know, sing in front of an audience and people enjoy it, and I've had people come up to me. I had an 8-year-old girl. I did something at the African American Museum. Eight year old little girl. I was just singing, and after my show, she came up to me and she had this little drawing, and I still have it somewhere. But she had this little drawing, and she drew me because she said I made her happy or something like that. You know what I mean?
You can't, you know, those moments like that, like, you know, like for me, like, you know, you see a lot of people sometimes don't have an ego about this stuff. But when you have moments like that where you've actually touched someone's heart and soul like that, you know, that's something that, you know, that's mind blowing. I'm not going to lie to you. You don't get used to that. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's what you're doing it. I mean, you know, that's what I do it for. You know what I'm saying? That's
exactly.
I do it for everybody else. I mean, I've had another lady. Like a year ago, I was doing the show at Lucia's in Kirkland, and she handed me a letter on her way out, and she said, it said, 18 years of marriage, date night out, something like that, thank you. I mean, just on a napkin, just wrote and handed that to me, and I read that, and I was like, wow, I still have that, too. And another time, another guy drew. So it's like, when I get things like that, then I know that what I'm doing is not in vain. I know that what I'm doing, I'm supposed to be doing, and I try to lead by example. And so that's where the, you know, baby girl promotion
well,
is. Because
I mean, you have a God-given talent, man. So, I mean, you know, definitely just keep pushing with that, man, for real.
No doubt.
You know, I'm behind you, brother. You know, I really dig what you're doing, so, you know.
And likewise, Yeah, you all the way.
I'm in Houston, man. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You know, like I said, that national anthem, I'm cultivating it. I'm trying to tell you, I'm ready to kill it. You know what I'm saying? But not so much for my goal. I just want to be able to express that, man. You know, dedicated to to our soldiers. You know, who are fighting for us over there, and for America. Period. You know what I mean? So you know, because right now it's kind of a testy time politically and all that other stuff. And I think, you know, moments like that can you know, galvanize, you know, people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's deeper for me than just singing a song, you know what I mean? So,
right. Right. But it does feel good.
So you know, anytime that you want to practice the national anthem on, you know, Flavor News Radio, you're welcome
you wanna
to
hear
do
it?
That.
Right now,
go ahead. Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, go
you
ahead.
You want me to do it? Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
Go.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang the bombs bursting in gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the hope of the brave.
Wow.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Amazing.
That was excellent. Yeah, that was excellent.
Little
oh, that was a little something,
like
huh?
Barry.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm coming.
Man, you better put it on some YouTube or something and get, you know, get them to see it. I'm trying to get the Mariners and I'm trying to get the Seahawks. And I sent them deep. I don't know if somebody, it's not about who you know, it's about who knows you. So my name
right,
is Art
exactly.
Clear. And everybody that's listening, y'all know me. And if you got a way for me to get it to the Seahawks, to the Mariners, to do the national anthem, let's go.
Yeah, support your brother, please. In Seattle, Washington, I got a cousin that lives out there. I'm going to holler at her about you. You know, hey, support the brother, please.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
and
if you're down there in Texas, support DeLon so that he
definitely
can get
support.
Out there and do the same thing. So
exactly.
Wow. So, Miss Melissa, are you still with us, darling?
No, I don't know. She hang up.
Probably
I don't
flitter.
Know. Her number four.
She's probably flipping all out of her chair and her couch.
Look at that. As soon as I called her name again, she hung up. Oh, that's sad. Oh, that's sad.
Oh,
Melissa,
sorry.
You know you
did
need
I
to call
back. Did I take up too
back.
Much of her time?
No.
No. Oh, she was just she's one of our Curtis fans, so... She didn't know that I was going to bring her on the phone
anyhow. Hey, I'm a Curtis fan now, too, so, you know, I'm
a DeLon fan. I think.
So I think Melissa's back. Let me click on her. Melissa, is this you?
Yeah, I'm here. I put the wrong
Okay, so I'm like, oh, I called her name and she didn't hung up. So what do you think of the singing going on here? So what do you think of DeLon out there in Texas?
I think they should get together. We should do a duet.
Yeah, I was kind of
thinking
the same thing, too.
You know, that would be fly.
Yeah,
that would be fly, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
anything
we got to hook up, brother.
I was wondering if, like, is there, like, some song that both of you know that y'all could, like, sing right now together?
Oh, shoot. I don't know what you know, brother.
We could do Hard to Say Goodbye or something.
All right, go ahead. Start it off.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that make the bad, I'll break the bad. I thought we gave you forever, but forever gone away. 'Cause it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Take it away, DeLong.
I'm sorry, man. I was hot and wrapped up with what you were doing.
I don't know where this road is going to lead. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. It began to see forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. If we dare to be tomorrow, well, I hope it's worth all the wait. 'Cause it's so hard to say
wow.
Cut off the top.
My God. This is recorded, y'all. Y'all, this is recorded, so we're going to be putting this out. This is recorded.
Oh, man. I hit a wrong note. They said you kill it before that wrong note I hit.
It's all good, brother. It was up
and they said you kill it before that wrong note.
Hey, listen, hey.
Everybody
y'all
out
there, listen.
Look, they
listen,
might. They
listen,
might
everybody
have
out there that was unrehearsed. Okay,
yeah,
that was off the top.
Yeah.
That was off the top. So you
know how folks be. They'll just remember that one.
Wow.
You hit that one wrong note. shoot,
wow.
Man. It's all good, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we definitely
you know
we need to put that together. That's that. You know, send me some tracks. I'll send you some tracks or whatever, and take it to your, you know, work out or whatever. We can put it together like that. That technology allows you to do that, so.
Oh,
right,
exactly. That's amazing. Yeah, exactly. So I will definitely make sure that the two of you get connected on Facebook. Yeah, I'll send you each other's pages and stuff so that you guys can connect. And, gosh, I'm really sad that we've come to the end of this show, but I'm so excited that, Curtis, that you called in. This made my day in DeLon. Just an absolutely amazing experience. What do you think, Melissa?
I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I'm at work, and I'm still listening.
Hey, you know, it was Melissa, it was an honor to meet you. And Lady Flavor, it was an honor to meet you. And Curtis, man, you know, definitely, brother, it was an honor to meet you, you know, indirectly. But, you know, it's all love, brother.
Yeah, we'll get you connected. So DeLon, tell people where they can find out more about you online.
Okay, you can find me on ReverbNation.com/DeLon, D-E-L-O-N. I'm also on MySpace, myspace.com/ Dayso Music DeLon, DAYSO Music DeLon. That's my music page there. And I'm also on allmediaartists.com. So that's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I got some songs out there. There's a YouTube video of me performing at University of Houston. You can title it DeLon, D-E-L-O-N, performance at U of H, And I'm the first video at the top. You see me standing in front of this big red curtain, you know, laying it down, you know, doing my thing.
Right. Now, R. Curtis, tell people where they can find you and give another plug for your event coming up Sunday night.
Okay. Every Sunday at Cypress Palms, we got Sunday Night Grooves brought to you by Baby Girl Promotions, MC of the Pulse. Not to mention, I also have shows coming up in January. I don't have anything in December, but in January the 8th, I will be at All-Star Sports Bar in Des Moines. I don't have the address for that. And then the next week on the 14th, I'll be at Barnacles, which is right down the street in Des Moines. And then I got to look it up. Look me up on Facebook, and it'll tell you all of them because I got quite a few dates. But the address for Saigon Palms is 101 Southwest 41st Street in Renton, and it's right there. But you definitely want to come down here and check that out. It's a really plush place. Like I said, we got top shelf drink specials. You always hear well. This this is the only thing you're going to hear about well from us. Well, we top shelf drink specials.
I think you need to get paid by Saigon Palms for, you know, giving them, you know, publicity on the phone. So, I mean, it's on the radio.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, they open the doors for us. I'm going to tell you a little story. Cedarwood out there in Milton, they closed on a Monday without any kind of notice, right? And so it took us like 2 or 3 days, and we had to find another spot because I needed a place for my people to go. I didn't want to go without a Sunday. So in 3 days, we found out. You know, we solidified that deal. And then we only had like a couple, 3 days to actually promote and get the people to come. Well, when you have folks that really appreciate what you do, they're going to follow you. We had a very successful event last Sunday, and that was our first one. So I anticipate it just getting better and better. You know what I mean? Birthday parties, whatever you want to do, come on down and have some fun with grown-up folks, good-spirited folks just having a good time.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, I wish I could be there, brother.
I wish you were up here too, DeLon. DeLon, just to tell you just a little bit before I close out the show, R. Curtis,
yes,
you know, he's very, very humble, but R. Curtis is one of the historians in the hip-hop music industry up here in Seattle, Washington, and he and the group that he was in back in the day, Emerald City Street Boys, are actually in the EMP Museum up here in Seattle. So he's like, he's kind of a big deal
a
up here. So you are, honestly you are. But he's a very humble legend.
Well,
so
it's an honor to meet you, brother.
Hey, pleasure's all mine, man. Pleasure's all mine.
All right.
I put my pants on one leg at a time like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, real quick, I also have sang on some hip-hop hooks for a friend of mine here in Houston named Infamous B. And matter of fact, I'm on his CD on, like, 4 songs. And, like, you can also check him out on ReverbNation.com, Infamous B. He spells it E-M-P-H-A, Infamous, M-O-U-S, and then B. So you can check him out there. I sing on a couple of his hooks there. So, you know,
I listened to a couple of his tracks with DeLon, and I will vouch for him. Very, very talented. Very, very nice duo there. But, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much, R. Curtis and DeLon, for calling into my show today and surprising me and singing live for not only myself and R. Curtis's fans, but for the live listeners. What a blessing.
Right.
I am over here in Kirkland, Washington, with a big old grin on my face and all teary-eyed. You just don't know how much this means to me and how much this, like, fuels me to even figure out this game a little bit more on how to better support artists like yourself. And Miss Melissa, thank you so much for calling in and supporting the show and supporting R. Curtis. I appreciate you taking time out from your busy day at work. And to Miss Wanda, who was in the chat room cheering everybody on, thank you so much. And to all the people that have listened to the show live, thank you so much for coming out and checking out the show today. I know this was a pleasant surprise for you to tune in today. What a special show. And to those that come out and listen to the archives, you will be pleasantly surprised, you know, when you hear this show. So, anyway, thank you so much, gentlemen. God bless. And, you know, come back sometime. Come back and hang out with me again.
I'd love to do it again and chop it up with y'all. And, you know, God bless y'all. I mean, you know, all y'all are a blessing. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. And I'll try to get out there on Sunday, Curtis.
Okay. Make sure you do that. All right.
All right.
Be easy. All right.
Okay, brother.
Right.
I'll be talking to you.
Bye-bye now.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.